very much. Good evening, hello. Thanks very much indeed. At the risk of offending anybody, and I know it's your culture of the whistle and things, but it's actually incredibly, really bad for my ears. If you please don't mind not whistling, I really would appreciate that. Such a thank you. Thank you. I know you mean to be supportive, but it just goes through my head, sorry. Now then, a piece of music from the West Country of England. This one is from Bristol, a famous seaport from which sailed many a mariner on his way to the colonies. John O'Hara lives in Bristol, and he likes to go and drink in a pub called the Donkey and the Drum. So I wrote a piece of music to celebrate John's unsteady walk back from the pub. So this is in multiple time signatures that will send you a little wobbly. The Donkey and the Drum. Thank you. Thanks very much indeed. The Donkey and the Drum. A piece of music to warm up those little bongos down here in the front. Don Perry's come all the way from Los Angeles, look. Well, we are the drum guys at the back. The Blair's bongos and Martin Barr feels a folky moment coming on and strapped on his Irish flat-backed bazooki. Yes, he has. Piece of music from the Secret Language of Birds, was it? Or one of those things. This one's called The Water Carrier, which celebrates those people who sell you water when you're on vacation. When you're getting a little toasty on a beach somewhere, and someone comes along, sells you beautiful sparkling mineral water in the bottle. $5, no problem. Trouble is, they tend to refill those empty plastic bottles from the septic village pump and sell them again to the unwary. Like me, when I get the shits for a fortnight straight. Not happening. The water carrier. Ago, we recorded a piece of music under the title King Henry's Madrigal. But that was wrong. Its real title was Past Time in Good Company, and it was written by one of our most famous kings ever. Not the most famous, it wasn't as famous. He wasn't as famous as King Blair, but very nearly as famous. His name was King Henry VIII, and he had six wives, not all at the same time, because although he was a cultured fella, like to write beautiful poetry and fine music, he did tire of his wives rather quickly and then tending to just cut their heads off and discard them. Oh, as you do. It's a piece of music he wrote for one of his headless wives, who wasn't paying a lot of attention anymore, but, you know, it's a thought that counts. It's called Pastime in Good Company, but a 16th century rock and roll. Terrible. You don't mind me saying it. This is a piece of music which we used to call, well, I shouldn't really name it because it would upset somebody. Apparently, in this politically correct day and age, you've got to be very careful about song titles and lyrics. So we've had to change the name of this one. We call it these days, I Don't Want to Be a Clinically Obese Person. Yeah. Well, we don't want to upset anybody. But anyway, I'd like to dedicate it to the fat bastard down there in the front row. Just kidding. Okay, from the stand-up album, it's called I Don't Want to Be a Fat Man.
Go on.
too much to carry around with you. No chance of money for one and two. I will love you in the morning and all the nights I do. Thanks very much indeed. Standing up album. In 1968, when Jethro Tull first started, we used to play at a club in London called the Marquee, famous place where many of our peers also began their careers. Peers and careers. Bands like Yes and King Crimson and Emerson Lake. No, the Nice. So this is a piece of music from those early days when Jethro Tull wasn't quite sure what it was. Frankly, not a lot has changed. It's a piece of music which actually I didn't write. This is a dedication to Rassam Roland Kirk, from whom I learned this little tune called Serenade to a Cuckoo. I've always had a soft spot for William Shakespeare. I haven't actually, I've never actually read any of his stuff, but I think he was a very good screenplay writer, apparently, with lots of famous movies. So, this is a piece dedicated to Sir William Shakespeare, or at least one of his particular books, novels, films, whatever it was. The one known to thespians the world over, simply as the Scottish play. Macbeth, apparently, is what it's called. It's a piece of music dedicated to that most Scottish of flavours, where the one army advances upon another, dressed curiously in oak leaves, branches, twigs, and stuff, coming out of their tunic bottoms, disguised as an oak forest, marching upon another to the high ground on Dunsinane. So this is called Birnam Woods to Dunsinane, Scottish song. Thank you. Now a bit of music and a rushing kind of 12-8 feel. This one is a shuffly thing from the stand-up album. It's called Nothing Is Easy.
Oh!
Thanks very much indeed. Nothing was easy. Poor old J.S. Bach. We're going to leave J.S. Bach turning in his grave as we get to this last song of the first half of the show. There'll be a 20-minute intermission when you can wander out to the foyer in search of sustenance, or even to visit Tom Lynch at the merchandise stand. Tom Lynch is a Cockney street trader of ill repute. Don't go anywhere near him. If he offers to look after your life savings for the rest of the evening, ignore him. In fact, walk up to Tom tonight. This is a good tip. Is it weekend, Saturday? Say generous on a Saturday. Go up to Tom, say, Ian said, Tom, how about a free t-shirt tonight? He'll tell you to fuck off, but it's worth a try. It's worth a try. Tell me to fuck off last time I asked him, but there you go. There you go. This is a fond farewell for J.S. Bach as he twists and turns and grimaces at the thought of me playing once again that famous piece of Bach music from the 17th century. It's a piece of music that we turned into a piece of loathsome porno jazz. Back in 1969, this is Bach's Hooray. Thank you. It's been brought to my attention by some well-meaning soul that Christmas is once again soon to be upon us. Christianity is a great religion. I feel proud and privileged to have been brought up in the context of Christianity, and almost everything about Christianity I can readily embrace apart from the Jesus bit, which makes it a little tricky. But Jesus is famous for some really good music and some really good Jesus tunes around, especially at Christmas. And I'm going to do one of those now, which is from the Jethro Tull Christmas album, which began its life back in 1970 as a flute solo in My God, if you remember that, before we even recorded it. So, here's a piece called God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Thank you. Thanks very much. God bless you, Mary Jo. Back in 1972, when men were men, and boys happily were boys, especially little boys, 12-year-old boys like Gerald Bostock, fine young upstart poet, who wrote, so to set, the lyrics to one of Jethro Tull's best-known pieces. He wrote the lyrics to Thick as a Brick. Whether he did or did not is not terribly important. What is really, really, really important is the fact that young Gerald continues to send to this very day his royalty check to me twice a year. 40 years old, Gerald is now. Hey. Here's a piece called, a little excerpt, Thick as a Brick. Hilly told her lady sit this moment. My words but a whisper, you them as nation. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think. Your sperms and the guts for your lives in the sink. Saw you ride yourselves over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and you wise never know how deals. To be thin as a brick. Castle and ships are also at the way. In the tide of this fraction of morrow, the day. The elastic retreat brings a closer play. As the last wave uncovers the new mantle. But if you should hold it then, and you sound down as rather late, and you wise men don't know how to eat. To be thick as a brick. So far away, I'm a bad dream, but it's well, if you shake your head, so it's a shame. Spend me back down the years and the taste of my youth. Draw the lace like curtains and shut out the whole truth. Spend me down the long ages, let them sing the song. Thank you. to be thick as a...
Thank you.
many, many long years, I've nursed the secret desire to insert my flute into this next piece of music, which was originally recorded with no flute at all. I thought it'd be nice to finally give it a little flutey something. This is a slightly different arrangement of one of Jethro Tull's best-known songs ever. You probably know this one as Stairway to... Thank you. sitting on a park bench.
Made it bend your empty
so lean upon it gently, and don't call on him to stay. Thank you. think she was a Methodist nurse. The transformation wasn't clear. Your bare body and stainly hair. International competition in the year. She was a cutter of reason, her parts. Well, he couldn't give up on a hard track of thought. She ran a perfect circle, and she wore a perfect smile. In Budapest. Does another man raise a check on the day? Well, she was up and out of the backstage, stomping hearts and shredding feet. Yes, the legs went on for help. Lights there went out, the limits are through. In Budapest. You can cut the heat in and out with the wrong sound. Feel it blowing from the same bells. Feel like you were playing off of my head. Hey, hey. I'm in the past. She bent down low on the ice box, and she stops a moment. Life's sweet and lonely mission, wearing only t-shirts. So we packed to the apron, and I must have been blessed. It was a moment of bliss. caught a song in the late night last night. She would have sang little shivers down the wall. Yeah, but she didn't grace her table. In fact, she wasn't there at all. Yes, in a way. I'm not in the best. David Goodwill on bass guitar. John O'Hara on keyboards and accordion. Doug Harrell on drums and percussion. Martin Barr on bouzouki. Martin Barr on the flute. Thanks again. Good night. Drive home safely. Bye-bye.